The makers of that good Weber's bread bring you the All-Star Western Theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your All-Star Western Theater, starring America's great western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Roll along, along, Jordan, roll me on my way. Roll along, along, Jordan, roll me home today.
I'm gonna ride away from here. I'm gonna ride away from here.
Darkness falling, Gabriel's calling.
I'm gonna ride away from here.
Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me on my way. Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me home today.
I'm gonna shout away up there. I'm gonna shout away up there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm gonna shout away up there.
Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me on my way. Roll along, along, Jordan. Roll me home today. Roll me home today.
Foy Willing saying hello again for the Riders of the Purple Sage and asking you to be our guest for another half hour of Western story and songs. We open the festivities with a grand old spiritual, but we'd like to go romantic now and bring you one of the smoothest love songs we know. It's that fine, lonesome ballad, I'll Hold You in My Heart Till I Can Hold You in My Arms.
I can hold you in my arms like I've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away till you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky know the reason why
I feel so blue when I'm away from you.
I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So, darling, please wait for me. In the sky, I know the reason why
feel so blue when I'm away from you.
I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So, darling, please wait for
me. While the boys were singing that wonderful old Western tune, I just happened to think that in the days of the Old West, men had to be good all the time to be a success in their business. Well, the same thing is true today, no question about it. It holds true in all businesses, and the folks at Weber's know that too. So they bake good bread all the time. Yes, Weber's fine quality, good taste, and soft freshness is consistent. That's right. You never buy a loaf of Weber's bread in that cheerful blue gingham wrapper that you don't get the best bread money can buy. Folks all over Southern California have known this for years. We'd like for you to find out about it if you don't already know. Just try one loaf of Weber's bread and see for yourself how good a bread can be. And now back to the All-Star Western Theater.
If you want to know who painted the Painted Desert, did such a grand job of digging the Rio Grande, in fact, the man who tamed the West single-handed, just listen to the biography of Pecos Bill. Now, mind you, we're not guaranteeing the truth of the following statements, but we do guarantee you'll like the way the writers of the Purple Sage sing about that famous guy from Texas.
Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas, and a Western Superman, to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter, never known to be a quitter, cause he never had no fear of man nor beast.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Once he roped the raging cyclone out of nowhere, then he straddled it and settled down with ease. And while that cyclone bucked and flitted, Pecos rolled the smoke and lit it, and he tamed that ornery wind down to a breeze.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Once there was a drought that spread all over Texas, so to sunny California he did go. And though the gag is kind of corny, he brought rain from California. That's the way we got the Gulf of Mexico.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Once a band of rustlers stole a herd of cattle, but they didn't know the herd they stole was Bill's. And when he crossed them crooked villains, Pecos knocked out all their fillings. That's the reason why there's gold in them our hills.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Pecos lost his way while traveling on the desert. It was 90 miles across the burning sand. He knew he'd never reach the border if he didn't get some water, so he got a stick and dug the Rio Grande.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
While a tribe of painted Indians did a war dance, shooting up their little game. He gave them Redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out of their makeup. That's the way the Painted Desert got its name.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
While reclining on a cloud high over Texas, with his gun he made the stars evaporate. Then Pecos saw the stars declining, so he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo. West of the Alamo.
Oh.
Boy, it'll be story time in a few minutes, but first it's time for one more of the top tunes from your collection.
Well, Terry, here's one we liked enough to make into a capital recording. And our friends liked it enough to start buying those platters.
Well, that should make you very happy.
Well, believe me, it does. And maybe we can say thanks to our platter-buying friends by singing the same version of Sometime that we put on wax for them.
Okay, the Riders of the Purple Sage and Sometime. Time now for our story of the West. This time, Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage bring us another of their adventures with that fine old cattleman, Sunshine Johnson, the greatest worrier in seven states. We've told you before in our stories about Sunshine Johnson and his famous ranch, the Rocking Jay. The Rocking Jay sprawls its 10,000 acres along the beautiful Rio Verde. The hills and pastures are filled with fine, fat Hereford cattle and pedigreed stock horses. Stone Ranch House is noted for its hospitality. And Sunshine himself is known as one of the most successful cattlemen in the West. He claims he can make money with beef selling at 10 cents a pound on the hoof. So you know he's doing all right at today's prices. Well, the Riders of the Purple Sage are old friends of Sunshine and make frequent trips to the Rocking Jay. They have a wonderful time at the ranch and really enjoy watching Sunshine Johnson worry. For a man who has everything it takes to be happy, he's the worryingest guy you ever saw. In fact, half the fun he gets out of life is worrying about what might happen. As our story begins, Foy, Al Sloy, and Sunshine are riding slowly down the river trail. It's a beautiful day. No work to be done, and nothing scheduled for the day except a nice, pleasant hunting trip.
So yippee-yay, yay, yippee-yo! He's the toughest critter west of the Alamo. Woo-hoo.
What's the matter, Al? Can't you forget Pecosville?
Oh, nope, I sure like that song. And I'd like to meet a guy that tough sometime.
Oh, now, Bill wasn't really so awful tough.
Now, don't tell us you knew Pecos Bill, Sunshine.
No, him, of course I knowed him. His home was in Texas, but he ranged all over this part of the country.
Oh, Pecos Bill was just a legend like Paul Bunyan.
Oh, no, he wasn't. Oh, sure, that stuff about him digging the Rio Grande, painting the painted desert may have stretched the truth a little bit, but I do remember one time he come into camp riding a mountain lion and a whooping the poor critter bore-legged with a live rattlesnake.
No.
It caused quite some commotion.
Now, cut it out, Sunshine.
That's a darn truth, so help me. But Bill wasn't really what you would call tough.
No. Well, he sounds tough enough to me.
Well, I don't know. He got in a gunfight in Laredo one time. Afterward, he showed me a dozen black and blue marks on his hide where the bullets had left bruises. But then I reckon maybe he was getting kind of old then, and the slugs didn't bounce off of him as easy as they used to.
Yeah, it sounds like he was old and feeble.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill will do until a real tough guy comes along.
Oh, there ain't gonna be no more tough guys like Bill. The days of the old West is gone.
Oh, I don't know, Sunshine.
Oh, yes, they are, boy. Things is too dang peaceful around here, and it worries me a lot.
Well, you enjoy worrying more than anybody I ever saw.
No, it ain't that, but no matter how good things is, I figure I got to get my share of hard luck someday.
Well, how old are you, Sunshine?
Only just 62.
Well, you've had good luck all your life, haven't you?
Oh, wonderful. That's why I worry so much. Trouble sure must be piling up on me. But just like now, we start out on a nice, quiet little rabbit hunt, and you know what could happen?
Sure. We might not find any rabbits. You know, maybe we have got something to worry about.
No, I mean real trouble. Why, one of us might get accidentally shot or fall off of a horse and get hurt, or maybe we'd have a thunderstorm and get struck by lightning. Or we might start a brush fire and all of us just get burned to death.
Oh, now look, Sunshine. 62 years you've been living, and you ain't been shot, fell off a horse, been struck by lightning, or burned to death.
Oh, are you kidding? I've been shot 6 times, had 12 bones busted by horses, been struck by lightning twice, and had my eyebrows sent off in a forest fire.
Well, have you ever been burned to death?
Well, no.
Well, that's what I mean. You're a lucky guy, Sunshine, so quit worrying.
Well, I don't... Whoa.
What's the matter?
A horse shot at something. Oh, the cat burn anvil hit it. Whoa!
It's a snake, Al.
Rattler, shoot him, boy. Oh,
hang on there. I'm getting too darn old for that kind of ride. Thank you for shooting a snake, boy.
Well, that's all right, Sunshine. I just can't figure why your horse shied and ours didn't.
Well, get up.
Come on, boy.
Well, it's just my luck, I guess. If there's any trouble coming, it's time that I got my share.
Say, I'm getting mighty hungry myself. Let's ride down in the shade of them cottonwoods by the river and have lunch, huh?
That's a good idea, Al.
Yeah.
Come on, I'll race you down there.
Okay.
Well, I'm in on this, too, now. I ain't too doggone old to run a horse race.
Okay. You ready?
All set.
All right, now. All right. You start us, boy.
Yeah. All right. One, two, three. Let's go, boy.
Come on, pal. Right.
Right, you dead up, bro, babe. Get up.
Keep moving, boy.
Come on. Stay out in front.
Hey, watch that river, boy. Watch
out. Pull up the first bridge. Come on, boy. Come on, fella.
Get up, boy. Let's get up.
You'll never catch me now.
Pull up, boy.
Whoa. Watch out for the river.
Hold him, Sunshine.
Whoa.
Look out, Sunshine. Watch it, Sunshine.
What the heck? Well... Don't just stand there. Follow me out, boy.
You won the race, boy, but Sunshine put up the best finish.
Yeah. Say, this wasn't a swimming race, Sunshine.
Now, look, let's just don't have no jokes.
No.
I'm wet and I'm cold.
Hmm.
Probably catch pneumonia and die before you can get me home.
Well, give us your hands. We'll pull you out.
Yeah. Now, come on. Up you go.
Well, all right. Someday that darn fool horse is going to run right into a cliff with me and just kill me deader than $27.
Well, serve you right if you're going riding that old goat. You got plenty of good horses. Why ride that one?
Oh, I don't know. He keeps my life from being dull.
Sunshine means he's got something to worry about when he rides that old dog, Al.
Well, I guess he has. Well, I'll build up a fire and heat up some coffee for you, Sunshine. Hey, you know, we're not getting very far with our rabbit hunting.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it seems like we're just born in this world for nothing but trouble. And when it catches up with you, well, ain't no time to hunt rabbits.
Hand me that coffee pot, Sunshine. And quit worrying for a little while. If you'd spend all that energy looking for good luck, you'd be a lot happier.
Oh, I don't think so, Foy. Well, if Sunshine ever quit worrying, he'd probably be bored today.
Yeah. Say, what's that shooting?
Well, sounds like 3 shots. Somebody must be in trouble.
Oh, it's probably one of the boys looking for me. My gun is all wet. Answer him, Al.
Okay.
That'll let him know where we're at.
Say, he heard us all right. He can pick up the river trail and follow our tracks down here.
Boy, these sandwiches the cook put up look mighty good. How soon will that coffee be ready, huh?
Well, give it a chance, Al.
Oh, gosh.
And save one of those sandwiches for whoever's coming down the trail.
That's probably my foreman, Jake. Just as sure as shooting, somebody's busted a leg. Russell has got some of my cattle. Something has gone wrong.
Say, maybe your wife's decided to come back to you.
Oh, no. My luck can't be that bad.
I'm just kidding, Sunshine.
Well, now, don't start to hooroing me about a dangerous thing like that. Why, that woman was more darn trouble than all the wrestlers, rustlers, and the rattlesnakes on the ranch. Well,
grab a cup, boys. We're going to have hot coffee in just a minute.
Okay, Al.
Well, Foy, you don't really sure enough think Lulu would come back after 15 years.
Oh, I didn't mean it, Sunshine. Just an idea. Now forget it and have some hot coffee and stop worrying.
Yeah, stop worrying, he says. I'll have nightmares for a week just thinking about Lulu. Whew. She got a nastier disposition than a shoat with a cut snout.
Oh, hey, here comes a rider, Sunshine.
Yeah, and he's really riding.
Yeah, can't make out who it is.
Well, it isn't Jake. Well, I'll be doggone, it's Terry.
Oh, watch that horse.
What's up, Terry?
Oh, plenty. Hey, Jake said to find you and to get you right back to ranch, Sunshine.
I knowed it. Something terrible's happened for sure.
Well, no, I wouldn't call it terrible. You know that land down at the south end of the ranch?
You mean the section I leased to that Wildcat Oil Company?
That's right. They struck oil today.
Oil?
Oh, yeah, looks like you're a rich man, Sunshine.
Hey, well, I'll be doggone. Talk about luck.
Sunshine, that's wonderful. After all of these years of working and worrying, you're going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Well, Sunshine, what do you say? Looks like your worries are over.
Oh, man, what are you talking about? My worries is just beginning. I'll have lawyers around signing contracts, oil trucks be driving through the ranch and scaring the beef off my cattle, and what you think going to happen to my income tax?
Oh, don't worry about it, Sunshine. You can hire somebody to take care of all of your business interests.
Yeah, don't worry, says. Have you thought about one other thing?
What?
Lulu, that's what. That woman can smell $1 million from here to El Paso. She'd be back here telling me how to live my life before you can say worry, worry, worry. Oh, why did I ever let them drill for oil?
Sunshine, let me be the first to congratulate you.
I don't want no congratulations. I want peace.
Oh, not on the oil well. Congratulations on finally having something to worry about.
You know, back in the days when those Western songs echoed over the range and the cowboys were out rounding up the cattle, bread was just as important and just as popular as it is today. But it wasn't as good as today's Weber's bread. You know why? Well, that's easy. The ingredients are all finer today. The flour is more scientifically milled. We've got all kinds of machines which are controlled by doojiggers and whatnots, and so the Weber bakers just can't go wrong. So Weber's bread is always the finest bread you can get. It's always good, fresh, soft, always furnishes the vitamins and minerals natural to whole wheat. Because Weber's bread is enriched, you know. Yes, we're pretty lucky today to have a bread the entire family enjoys. And one that's good for us, too. Try good Weber's bread soon. Buy a loaf of Weber's bread in the blue and white checked gingham wrapper. You'll like it. It's as good as bread can be.
The Riders of the Purple Sage ring down the curtain on our All-Star Western Theater with one of the real classics of Western music. All the loneliness of the drifting cowboys in the melody and lyrics of this famous song of the range country. Here they are with their version of Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find. Just where the trail will wind. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
I know when night is gone.
that a new world's born at dawn.
I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumble and tumbleweed.
Is gone, that a new world's born at dawn.
I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Back to the home corral. But we'll be riding down the Melody Trail next week at this same time. And we hope you'll saddle up and join us. This is Foy Willing saying so long for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the Riders of the Purple Sage. Martin Yarbrough helped us tell our story. And our music is arranged by Jerry Vaughn. Thanks to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. And so long to all of you until next week. Between now and then, remember to be good to yourself.
This is Dick Wynn inviting you to join us next week when the bakers of that good Weber's Bread bring you another all-star Western theater program. If you'd like to see one of our shows here in Don Lee's beautiful new studios, write the ticket department, Mutual Broadcasting System. Your request will be filled promptly. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.